In the name of Jesus. We are all by nature measurers. We come to measure and compare, establish pecking orders, determine who is the alpha, and make sure that justice is served as long as it is of benefit to me. Who is the smartest? Who is the holiest? Who can say the Greek alphabet the fastest? We are all measurers by nature. That is what we see in this Pharisee, and that is what we see in ourselves. So when this woman, this sinner, comes into Simon's house and makes a scene, weeping over Jesus, anointing him with ointment, drying his feet with her tears, when this woman comes into Simon the Pharisee's house, the ending is not going to be good. Simon was one of the elite, the religious one, the one who presented himself before God and everyone else as holy and righteous. He went to church. He tithed. He did all the right things and said all the right words at just the right time. What little he did wrong, well, it could hardly be counted in comparison with all of the good that he did every day. Could it? This is a sin that pastors and those studying to be the same suffer from all the time. Look at the good work that I do in this place. Look at how I suffer for the gospel. Look at me, says the Pharisee in all of us. Jesus allowed this sinful woman to touch him. I think the theological term is ew. What self-respecting prophet would do such a thing? You know the rest of the story, the parable, the woman's forgiveness, the accusation of blasphemy. Finally, Jesus ends with the phrase, "Your faith has saved you, go in peace." So what is the point for you today? The point is this. It is always easy to sit in judgment of another's sins. Like David condemning himself before Nathan, you too would like to place yourself over this woman or any who appear broken or sinful or in need. It is all too easy of falling into the trap of believing that you minister and care for others because you are stronger than they. And while it may look nice and pious to pray Kyrie eleison, in your heart, you know that you are better than others. That is what the delusion of your heart would tell you. But it's not true. Your heart has lied to you. You are unclean as Mary, as unclean as the Pharisee, as unclean as Jesus himself when he bore your sins upon the cross and became sin for you so that you may become the righteousness of God in him. For that is who you are in Christ. You have been forgiven much. Indeed, you have been forgiven all things by his blood, which we now receive at this altar. You are clean and whole. That is why we pray that God would strengthen us in faith toward him and in fervent love toward one another. Only forgiven sinners will have the love of this woman in our text. The self-righteous need not, indeed cannot, love, for they are too busy looking at themselves to see the needs of others. So look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. He is the one who makes you clean. He has done so. He has washed you with holy waters. He has set you up at his table with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. Come and be saved. Come and be fed. Come and be whole, for he has made you whole in him. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting.